Hello, good people. It's Curly here. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode, just to kick off, I just wanted to say a big, big well done to my son for last week when he went in and did, went into school and did, went to homework club, done all his homework before coming home. He even stayed a bit later as well and helped one of his friends out to finish their maths homework, which was great. Showing leadership qualities there and obviously initiative too, man. I'm so proud of him. It's been a while trying to get him into the routine of getting him to do homework. And now the school also have a homework club facility available. You know, trying to get him to encourage to do what he needs to do before coming home or before, you know, waiting to the weekend to lose with me, because obviously I'm going to be making sure he does his homework, which we have been doing. On the weekends, but sometimes in the week they set homework in the week on the Monday and it's got to be in for the Friday, and those are the days where it's kind of slipping up a little bit. But as I say, Unusual Initiative is year 8 now, and him taking ownership is great, just seeing that transpire now, which, you know, I'm so proud of him. Yeah, so it's been a busy week. Last week, lots of great progress. I think I mentioned already on Friday's podcast, you know, kind of where I'm at with the loneliness project, which is looking great for this week. Friday coming now, it's the last day till half term. I'd be glad for a bit of a break as well, because on Saturday I was in Stafford. I dropped my kids off at my mum's in the morning and picked up a colleague. Her name is Alison Cope, who's an anti-knife campaigner. Probably one of the best speakers on the topic that I've ever heard. Her story is just so poignant and, you know, heartbreaking at the same time. She lost her son to knife crime 5 years ago, and her son was a very well-known up-and-coming young man in the music scene, doing great things. And it's just a real damn shame to see how, you know, things have ended up. But since his death, his mother, Alison, has been out campaigning, making people aware, telling the story of her son Joshy, aka Depsman, who I'm sure many people who listen to music in Birmingham, the grime scene in particular, you know, will be aware of, or anywhere around the globe, to be fair, because Josh was a very, very well-known artist. His album Too Real, when it came out, hit number one in the UK iTunes charts, whilst Drake was enjoying number one spot in the UK iTunes chart. And this was a young man, his first album, just turned 18, and wow, incredible work rate. Loved what he did. You know, it didn't have a, you know, how can you put it, a structured home life, but he knew he was loved. You know, he had a difficult upbringing for different reasons, and Alison goes into it a little bit more. And you can hear Alison actually on an interview I did with her on my YouTube channel. I'll be sure to put a link in of that, so you can just click on it and check it out if you want. But you'll hear a bit more about her son, their story. So yeah, on Saturday, picked up Alison. We went to the Stoke-on-Trent, no, Staffordshire, sorry, where the British Police Symphony Orchestra were rehearsing for their show that's coming up at the Royal Albert Hall. But the significance of that is we got to meet people who were looking to develop a project working with young people and classical instruments, helping young people to get into music and try new things, step outside the boundaries of their own limitations in terms of where they've grown up, their, you know, and you know, environments and such, and vice versa as well. You know, whereby sometimes the police have, you know, set thoughts as well. You know, we're all human, all of us are, and as the police have said themselves, like, sometimes they forget themselves, man, that people are not case numbers, normal human beings, and they often are in the position that they are in for, you know, good reason, man. It's a miracle sometimes, you know, that these young people are still able to function okay, you know, they do function dysfunctionally, but that's happened because they're in a dysfunctional environment. And we can't forget that, really. So Alison did a talk which was very powerful, very poignant. In fact, one of the ladies in the orchestra, it was, you know, an ex-police officer, actually broke down with tears and such. She had to come out of the talk because she had kept it from the whole band, the whole orchestra. That, and this is a tight orchestra, by the way. This very, you know, everyone knows each other. You know, people marry each other, from, you know, and there's deaths, and you know, it's a very, very close-knit group of people. And this woman had been keeping it from the from everyone. Her son has, her own son was also in prison at this point. It was something that she felt very guilty and shameful about. But Alison's talk kind of got her to open up about it, and it's the first time she'd done so with this particular group of people, which I think was a fantastic outcome because everyone rallied to her support, and that was great. That was wonderful to see. Yeah, so we're looking to utilise, you know, music, Alison's story, and some of my capacity in order to help develop emotional literacy, you know, helping these young people if they're interested in music. That's great. Or if they're interested in writing lyrics, you know, I can be there to support that and facilitate that. So that would be my role in the project, hopefully moving forward, but we'll see how it goes. Just done a video of a poem that I wrote during the course of me being there on the day, which, you know, was well received, should I say. So yeah, you might see that about on Twitter, maybe, who knows. That's going to be shared around nationally, you know, who knows. You know, you might hear it, you might not, but I'll put a link in the description again for that. Yeah, and then when I got back, picked up went back to my mum's, had dinner, brought my kids back home, and then I was just so super knackered. I think I drove about 300 or 400 miles last week. It's by Saturday evening, I was absolutely toasted. I couldn't do anything. After, you know, being with my kids for a few hours, obviously I went to bed about 9:30, something like that, 10 o'clock at the latest perhaps. I was just couldn't function. And then Sunday, I was up fairly early because I'd gone to bed a reasonable time the night before, and I was up about 6:30 then Sunday, got a little bit of work done, some emails and such, and typing up the poem that I did, started recording it, and for the music project with British Police Orchestra. And because when it move on that quick time, get hit by the iron's hot, basically, because, you know, we made an impression that day, and I think it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be an interesting development how that project evolves now. So off the back of that, you know, the impact that we've made, you know, we want to make sure that we can hit while the iron's hot, and, you know, yeah, acting, you know, act real quick, you know, get that poem over there, let them distribute it amongst their networks, that hopefully help raise the profile of what I do, and obviously what Alison does as well, which would be fantastic moving forward. And so, yeah, and on Sunday then went swimming with the kids, did homework, etc. I'm so proud of my children, man, this weekend. They're just really growing up and forming their own identities and personalities and their own intricacies, and you know, I'm just a very proud man seeing my children develop. And, you know, those of you who know me a little bit perhaps know, like, a few years back, you know, I was really, really ill. I was in hospital for a good, you know, 6 days or so because of my health had run down into the ground. I was homeless, I was stressed, I was sleeping on floors, I was sleeping at my dad's on the floor in a one bedroom flat. Obviously he had the bedroom, I was sitting and sleeping in the front room, which isn't that big, 2 children, not enough room for any beds, and that really stressed me the heck out, man. I was in debt due to the cost of marriage and the life that we were living for a good, you know, 6-7 years or so, you you know, it was all on credit for the most part, you could say. And I thought we'd be together forever and we'll pay it off, you know, to furnish the place and that we had, and getting married, you know, those were debts that, you know, I had in my name, and there was nothing else I could do really except to accept the situation at the time and just try and get out of it, you know, the best way I could. So, yeah, but during that period, I wasn't even able to provide my children with beds, man. So I was super, how can I put it, man, without swearing, I was just super stressed about the situation at the time, working hard, trying to, and I was working as a teacher at the time as well, and that's a tough job in itself, man, without having the added stress of, you know, knowing that, well, feeling that I was failing as a father to provide the minimum really for my children, which was a roof over their head when they come see me in bed, you know what I mean? So sleeping on chairs at the time, and I bought a fold out bed that used to, you know, fall in the middle of the night. And yeah, my skin went really, really bad due to the stress and my anxiety. And I'm not normally an anxious person, but under those circumstances, for a prolonged period of time, you know, it just really drove my health down. I ended up being in the hospital, catched the viral version of infertigo, which really, really did a lot of damage at the time. My face was covered in, I look like a leper, man, seriously. I've had time off work, and but yeah, come a long way since then. I've had my flat now for 2 years. I'm just grateful to be out of that situation. I feel like I'm kind of rambling, well, I probably am, because it's kind of late-ish, to be fair, but you know, it's just a bit of a moment for me now, like, just seeing, I feel like I'm starting to break through a little bit now. I'm starting to raise a profile to a point where, you know, I'm starting to get bookings. It's February now, and I'm starting to get bookings now for October, which is, you know, Black History Month, okay, which kind of tends to work in my favour. But in February, to get inquiries and bookings is nice, you know what I mean? So, and like I say, working with good people at a high level is incredible. Got a meeting tomorrow morning with a guy who's looking to be a fixer or an agent for poets. So he's transitioned from the corporate world, worked in banking, then he wanted to get into poetry. So he's probably around my age, in early 40s or whatnot, it's not around that kind of age. And recently kind of got into poetry, so it's a fairly new thing for him, and he wants to get to know the scene better. And so we'll see if we can utilize that element of his interest, his passion, and look at hopefully getting him to do a bit of the marketing and booking as an agent for myself in schools as well. So, you know, if it's not just me emailing schools, then it's someone else helping as well, and he'll get a slice of a booking if he gets a booking for me. So yeah, you know, it's interesting times. I'm very interesting times, but big thanks to my mentor. And I don't know if everyone would say he's my mentor, but he certainly is my mentor from my perspective anyway, Dreadlock Alien. It's been a pivotal part of my growth, to say the least, man. You know, it's real for people and that as well, but this guy's been really consistent, and his model for doing things is, I don't know, I've never seen anyone produce results he's produced with a classroom of kids who they say he's not, you know, don't like writing. He's really makes it fun. He really brings the best out in kids, and he does it at a large scale as well, and a scale I've never seen before, but glad to have been around and learned to adopt myself now. So yeah, it's really changed my practice being around this guy. And in fact, it's been the foundation of the success that I've had, you know what I mean? But it's just about putting that time in, learning from people who are better than me at what they do, and give it my own flavour as well. But yeah, so it's been a busy week or so overall. As I say, this weekend has been fascinating, you know, in terms of the potential of where things could potentially go over the next few weeks, months. In fact, in a few weeks' time, the orchestra that me and Alison went and was part of the launch of the anti-knife campaign on Saturday, they were actually playing at the Royal Albert Hall in London, and it doesn't really get bigger than that, to be fair, and invited us to come along as well. They really loved what we were able to contribute on Saturday, and they're really looking forward to participating in this anti-knife crime project, which is fantastic. So a lot of the orchestra stepped forward and said that they would want to be part of it, which is wonderful. Steph Owen, who's coordinating the project, is a force of nature herself, and yeah, met her at a school where I went in and did some poetry and some music workshops with a colleague of mine through an organisation, Make Some Noise. She worked at the school, and she's the link to the British Police Orchestra, Symphony Orchestra, because she plays for them as well. So it's interesting who you meet on your journey, and it's always worthwhile being nice, because that's when people, it seems, are willing to take the risk on inviting you to things like the British Police Symphony Orchestra that they happen to be part of, and have a 30-year relationship with most of the members that are there, and they're like a family. So for her to invite me along to contribute, and also for me, you know, and you know, so she took a gamble on me, really, you could say, you know, based on the impression that I made whilst working at a school that I was at, you know, maybe 8 months ago. So really goes to show, man, like karma can be very practical. As Gary Vaynerchuk says, you know, karma is very practical, you know, it's just, you know, being nice, it can certainly, you know, open up doors, to say the least. But obviously it's a case of then you being skilled enough to make the most of the opportunity as well, you know. So whatever you're doing, up your game, up your practice as much as you can. If you're around people who are ahead of you doing what they do at a better level than you, try and be around them. You'll learn a lot more, a lot quicker, shorten the learning curve, and you'll be able to benefit as a result. You know, if you can help them in some sort of way, like in my case, Redlock Alien, I've been helping him develop his resources and his aims, and you know, helping him to execute on the actions that need to be done for what he wants to achieve, you know. So, and through that, I've been learning a lot too, man, adopting some of his approaches, and learning firsthand on the job, and being able to deliver as well. So I've made mistakes, don't get me wrong, but you know, easily absorbed, it's because, you know, I work through them. So yeah, so advice for anyone building up their own career in anything, trying to be around people who are, like I say, ahead of you in that field, bring them some sort of value, they'll have you around, be nice, create more opportunities, be easy to work with, be on time. So all those basics too, man, all those soft skills are really going to give you the edge. And yeah, keep at it, really. Updates to be coming soon anyway with regard to this project. I'll share the poem. I think it's going to be launched tomorrow, this poem that I wrote. And from the poem as well, the name of the project kind of evolved out of one of the phrases that I used, which was a key change. You'll hear the poem, you'll hear the context of where, you know, the way it, you know, came across. But yeah, that's what the project's going to be called now. Yeah. Key change. Okay, well listen, we'll let you go. I really appreciate your time listening. Me ramble on at, 22 minutes past 12 at night on Tuesday with what is now the 12th of February. But yes, take care. I really appreciate you listening. My name's Curly. This is just part of my journey. All right, take care. Good night. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.